This is Dewey Humboldt, where we both reside. We're seeking adventure, some time outside. As seasoned explorers, we come up with a plan.
Let's go to the desert and pretend we're cavemen.
We're walking recklessly, looking out for the bees, when Buddy trips badly and falls on his knees. The worst of it is, his head hits the ground. He's dizzy and fuzzy, there's no one around. Or so I thought, until I hear a noise.
Gila Monster here. Let me tell you, boys. He has a concussion. There is no discussion. Not sure what it means, but I know what it seems. It's something particular. Oh, so very unique. Miss Gracious Ringtail is who you should seek.
I go on carrying Buddy, puffed up with pride, on a slow, steady moving piggyback ride, through harsh conditions where my courage follows, till we finally reach the biggest of hollows. Miss Ringtail appears to be sound asleep, so we do our best to not make a peep. Suddenly she opens her two black round eyes and mutters so softly,
"Better say your goodbyes. Mr. Buddy, indeed, will need the most quiet rest. And for 1 or 2 days, he'll cozy up in my nest. He has a concussion. There is no discussion. Not sure what it means, but I know what it seems. As for you, young child, I shall not be torn. For the best advice lies with Sir Pronghorn."
All by myself, I set a course to find. What is a concussion? How is it defined? Buddy is not here to watch over my back. It feels very scary, as if I'm under attack. Right on my path, I see 1,000-horned creatures, gazing from above the most opulent features. An athletic male comes out from his herd.
"News travels fast here. A concussion, I heard. I'm out for a quest. One thing is for sure, I'll look for his mother, for she has the cure. He has a concussion. There is no discussion. Not sure what it means, but I know what it seems. I find Buddy's mother in the blink of an eye. You find Jagarundi, with whom truth lies."
I think to myself, as my journey goes on, I must find something I can act upon. I won't give up until Buddy feels fine. But wait, what is this otter-looking feline?
"Several call it the invisible injury. Excuse my manners, I'm Jaguarundi. With all my wisdom, I know this for a fact. Hit your head, and a concussion will act. Javelina was struck by a prickly pear, and the star-nosed mole hit a tunnel, I swear. All had a concussion. There is no discussion. Not sure what it means, but I know what it seems. Squatty and mighty, you'll find this senor. But Cody is your folk if you need a mentor."
I've come this far, and so little I know. Number one, hit your head, a concussion may show. Number two, get some rest and go tell an adult. But as for number three, who shall I consult? When does it happen and why to my friend? Do you know Mr. Cody? I just don't comprehend.
"Even protected, it can find its way. It sees no age, no gender, no day. At a playground, the school, or this venture of yours, a concussion can happen both in and outdoors. He has a concussion. There is no discussion. Not sure what it means, but I know what it seems. You must keep going till your skin gets ruddy. Flying Squirrel has you some big news from Buddy."
Sincerely heeding Cody's advice, I take on the challenge to be more precise. Sitting and waiting, I stare at the sky, when up above, I see my trusted ally. The perfect mix of a bat and a squirrel. I now realize why I got the referral. Coming straight from his own neighborhood, with big news from Buddy, I hope they are good.
"Buddy is safe, in his doctor's hands. Very well he does, upon his commands. He has a concussion, there is no discussion. Not sure what it means, but I know what it seems. For the explanation, Ocelot mustn't lie. He'll be the one to at last clarify."
Twice as big as my cat Caroline, I finally encountered this dappled feline. Almighty, all-knowing, he answers my plea. What on earth can a concussion be?
"He has a concussion. There is no discussion. And I know what it means. And just about what it seems. Concussions are bruising of your brain. When, around the skull, it moves causing pain. A concussion will change the way you feel and act. No matter the cause, any sort of impact."
With that very insight, I can now comprehend. A hurt brain from a silly fall. Oh, my poor friend. It could have been during sports or a crash, but it was as simple as a foolish stumble whiplash.
Buddy is recovered a month after, and they're back to their adventures.
It's been over a month, and Buddy feels great. Although it's behind us, I do get the weight. If we hadn't sought his immediate care, I would probably still be missing my pair. We're back in adventure, back on our feet, all because of his healing retreat. If one thing I learned, this thing is for sure. When I hit my head, mom, dad, I'll procure. To the doctor, they'll take me, make sure I'm okay. Cause concussion, my friend, is not child's play. No one liked what happened to Buddy. Those creatures, however, all helped me study. About concussions, I know a thing or two. And now you do too, if it ever happens to you.